Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention this morning to the book of 1 Timothy and chapter 6. I want to speak to you on this subject. If you're so spiritual, why ain't you rich? There are people who go around Christendom today teaching that God wants you healthy and God wants you wealthy. And all you have to do is just live a certain way and you're going to have more money than you can possibly spend and you'll never be sick. Did you know that that's an old lie? A lie from the very beginning of time, and certainly a lie that was existent even in the early church. In 1 Timothy in chapter 6, we read these words, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed, and that they have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort." You know, there's a faulty financial policy out there today among Christians. I need to be content with my social status. Verses 1 and 2 tell us this, that those who are servants, and we might say employees, we need to count our masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Do you appreciate your job? Do you really appreciate it? Are you thankful for it? You say, "Oh, no, preacher, you don't know my job. Man, I have a job that's a pit. I mean, it stinks." Well, why don't you get a better one? And you say, "Well, I can't. There just aren't any." Well, then you have the best job you can get then, right? Right? If you can't get another one, then the one that you have now is the best job you can get. Why don't you thank God for it? Why don't you be thankful that you have a job at all? Why don't you do what you can do for your boss? Try to make Christ look good through what you do for him. It very plainly says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor." And then it tells you why, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Are you content in your social status? Are you desiring to be an uppity-up and rich? Are you content with such things as you have? Are you content with the job that you have? If you're not, then get a better one. And friend, if you can't get a better one, then you have the best job you can get. Be thankful for it and use it to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I also need to be consistent with my belief concerning riches. The Lord Jesus had a testimony concerning riches. He said that it's better to give than to receive in Acts chapter 20. It is better to give than to receive. That's exactly the opposite of what the world says. The world says, "Get, get, get." And the Lord Jesus says, "Give, give, give. Give and it shall be given unto you. It shall be heaped up, pressed down, and running over shall men give into your bosom." You know what? You cannot outgive God. But your motive for giving ought not to be to get rich. That's what people are teaching. And that's not what the Bible teaches. God gives in so many ways. There's never going to be anybody who has forsaken houses or land or family that shall not receive them many times over in this life and in the life to come. My wife and I, many years ago, left our home in southern Indiana to serve the Lord in a faraway place called Iowa. There, our children were away from their grandparents, and we were away from our familiar surroundings. But you know what? Our children gave up 4 grandparents in order to get many, many, many. Down through the years, there have been so many people who've come next to our kids and made themselves grandma and grandpa. Today, Mary and I are older, and we have 11 grandkids. We're not around them either, by the way, because our kids are scattered everywhere. But you know what? We're rich. We're rich, and we're ready for heaven. Are you, my friend? Are you ready for the wonderful place called heaven?
It's gonna be wonderful in heaven on high, oh Lord, highly exalted.
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.